This recording is provided by Times Square Church in New York City. You're welcome to make additional copies for free distribution to friends. All other unauthorized duplication or electronic transmission is a violation of copyright and other applicable laws. This recording cannot be posted on any website. However, written permission to link to the Times Square Church homepage may be requested by emailing info@timesquarechurch.org. Other recordings are available by calling 1-800-488-0854 or by writing to Times Square Church Tape Ministry, 1657 Broadway, New York, New York, 10019.
The Lord has honored us with His presence this morning. And we are a blessed people because He is in our midst today. Hallelujah. The Lord has a word for us today.
Imana irafise ijambo ryayo kuri twebwe uno munsi.
I pray, Lord, you just visit us today.
Nasenze nti Imana uratugendera uno munsi.
With revelation and with wisdom.
Utugendere mu buryo bwo kutwihishurira no mu kuduha ubwenge.
With your power and your love.
Mu bubasha bwawe n'urukundo rwawe.
And we will be forever changed.
Kandi tuzohinduka ibihe byose.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Mu izina rya Yesu Kristo ndabisabye.
Amen.
Amen.
As we have shared, there have been 1 year prayer meetings for Burundi.
Rero tumaze umwaka wose turiko turasengera Burundi.
These prayer meetings were led by our elder Chooks and many elders of the church that are here with us today. And every week when we would pray for your nation, for these meetings and for you, there was a growing sense that God was going to do something mighty in the hearts of the people of Burundi. And as the Lord began to share His mind more and more in these prayer meetings, we began to sense this was going to be a day of visitation.
Rero uko twakomeza kuvyumva mu mpemu Imana ibitukuzamwe mu mpemu niko twumva yuko hazoba higihe cyo kugenderwa n'Imana ngaha mu gihugu cyacu.
That these meetings were not just going to be sermons, they were going to be more than sermons.
Yuko ibi bikorane biriko birakoregwa hano atari bikorane gusa by'ijambo ry'Imana ariko ari bikorane bizorangwamwo ubwiza bw'Imana ukubaho kw'Imana hagati yacu.
But there was a sense that God had chosen Burundi in His time, in His choice, to do something supernatural.
Imana yahishuye yuko Imana igiye gukora ibidasanzwe by'ibitanga.
And the best way I can explain it is Luke 13. The best way I can explain what the Lord is doing among you is Luke 13. In Luke 13, we see Jesus teaching in the synagogue. And there was a woman with a spirit of infirmity in that place. And she was bowed together and in no way could lift herself up. And the interesting, this is a picture of the church today. The Bible says that this woman was 18 years in the house of God. And it's a picture of the church today who is in church but still bowed down with her eyes to the ground. A church today that in no wise can lift herself up. She has a spirit of infirmity. That word infirmity means no strength.
Rero ubumuga bivuga ngo kutagira inkomezi.
She has no strength in her spirit to believe God for what she sees around her.
Ntabwo yashobora kwizera nama ivyabonye namaso.
She has no strength in her spirit to overcome the fear that grips her. There is no strength in her to boldly obey God. There is no strength in her to stop the despair in her soul. And she was a long time in the church. She was a long time hearing the word of God. And the Bible says, Jesus said, this woman, this church has been bound by Satan all these times. She can't lift her eyes up heavenward. This spirit of weakness, this spirit of fear, this spirit of unbelief keeps her eyes fastened to the
ground.
But the Bible says that Jesus saw her, sees her, and calls her to him in verse 12.
Ariko ngo Yesu yaramubonye amwongera intege aramushoboza aho ku murongo dusoma.
In this condition,
muri ubu buryo rero,
in this weakened condition,
muri ubu buryo bw'ubunyantege nke,
this woman, this church with no strength in herself,
uyu mukenyezi n'iri shengero ritari rifise inkomezi ubwaryo,
Jesus sees this church and calls this church unto himself.
Yesu arabona iryo shengero hanyuma arihamagara ngo rimuzeko.
And the Bible says that Jesus touched her.
Biblia iravuga ngo Yesu amukorako.
He laid his hands on this woman.
Amushira ku kiganza ciwe.
He is laying his hands on the church of Burundi.
Nukuvuga arashize kiganza ku ishengero ryo mu Burundi.
And the Bible says immediately she was made straight.
Biblia iravuga ngo buno nyene aca ahabwa inkomezi.
And she glorified God.
Hanyuma aca atangura guhimbaza Imana.
Beloved, this is a word to you.
Rero iri ni jambo kuri mwebwe bene data.
That in these meetings God wants to bring this church straight again.
Rero muri kino gikorana Imana irashaka iri shengero kuryongera intego ubugira kandi.
Jesus says, I will visit you and you will be able to glorify me.
Yes, aravuga ati ndaza ndabagendere kubwivyo muniho muzashobora kumpimbaza.
This woman was glorifying Jesus. Her heart and her mind was filled with the wonder of his touch. She was filled with gratitude that he saw her and that he called her to him. And in the midst of other spirits around her, she was given strength to glorify God. In the midst of unbelievers and in the midst of scoffers, she was given ability to proclaim the great works of God that he had done in her
life.
She was no longer moved by who got the reputation. She was no longer moved by wanting others to see her. No, she had been too low for too long. And she had come to the realization there was no power in herself to lift herself
up.
But when Jesus touched her, she was able to say, God has done this mighty thing for me.
And
Church of Burundi, God will give you this testimony. You will rise to your feet, a mighty church and a mighty army.
Muzohaguruka ku maguru yanyu muri ishengero ry'inkomezi And
your testimony will be, God has touched me and made me straight. God has lifted me up and pushed back the fear and unbelief in my heart. God chose to visit me.
Yes, Imana yarahisemo kungendera.
God saw me when I did not see him.
Imana yarambonye cyagihe cyariko ndayibona.
God chose to come to me.
Yes, yarahisemo kuza iwanje.
All I had to give him was my weakness. All I had to give him was my poverty. All I had to give was that reproach that was on my life. But Jesus chose this woman. Jesus has chose this church for his glory. For his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now where there was a voice around her. It was the voice of some leadership. Today it could be the voice of some members in the church. And they did not understand the hour they lived in. The Bible says in verse 14, the ruler of the synagogue was filled with indignation. The Bible says that there are voices around a bride that is getting to her feet. The Bible and Jesus calls them hypocrites. And these hypocrites are trying to speak to this woman who has been loosed from a spirit of infirmity. They are trying to speak to this woman who has been loosed from her weakness, from a church that has been loosed from her weakness. These hypocrites are one thing before men, and they are another thing in their heart. And God sees these men. And God hears the voice of their threatening and their intimidation. And Jesus says, how is it to the hypocrites? How is it you do not know the time that you live in?
Yes, ati bigenda gute kugira ngo ntimumenye igihe cyanyu ntimumenye igihe mugezemo.
How is it you cannot discern the hour that I am visiting you?
Ati bigenda gute kugira ngo ntimumenye ijya saha ndabagendeye.
You see, this woman knows what hour she lives in.
Ujya mukenyezi yarashoboye kumenya igihe arimo.
She knows God is with her.
Yaramenye ati Imana iri kumwe nanje.
She knows God is walking with her. She knows God has loosed her from the weakness of fear and unbelief. But these other voices want to speak to her. These voices say, you can't, Jesus, you can't do this work today. You cannot work Jesus at this time. You cannot touch this woman. You cannot touch this church. And they are rebuking the Lord in this parable. And Jesus speaks to them so powerfully. He says, you hypocrites. When you see a cloud come out of the west, you know it's going to be rain. When a wind blows from the south, from another direction, you know it will be heat.
Ati iyo mubonye rero igicukivuye ahandi muca mumenya muti hagiye kuza ubushuhe.
How is it?
Ati none bite?
That you are so knowledgeable in the sky and you are so knowledgeable in the earth.
Ati ko muri abanyabwenge kuvyijuru mukaba abanyabwenge kubiba kwisi.
How is it you can be so wise in the things you see and yet you cannot see the heavenly things?
Ati mbega bigenda gute ko mwizera ivyo mubona atariko ntimwizere ivyijuru?
Because the children of this earth are wiser than the children of light.
Ati kuko abana b'iyisi ari abanyabwenge gusumba abana b'umuco.
They can be wise in the ways of making money.
Barashobora kuba abanyabwenge mu buryo bw'ingene bironderera amafaranga.
They know which way the wind is blowing in politics.
Barashobora kumenya iyo umuyaga uri kuraja mu bya politike.
They are wise in the way of manipulating men.
Barashobora kumenya ingene baryoshya abantu n'abandi.
But Jesus says you do not know the most important things.
Atariko hari bintu muyobewe bihambaye cyane.
You who say you know God, you don't even know the hour of my visitation.
Ati mwebwe mwibwira ko muzimana ariko ntimumenye n'umwanya mwagendewe nayo.
You don't even know I have come to loose you from the fear and the unbelief.
Ati kuko mutazi yuko naje kubabohora mu mwe muyubwoba no kutizera.
But this bride, this woman, this church, Jesus says today, thou art loosed. Those that can hear my voice, and those that are recognizing that today is the day of your visitation.
Burundi,
this is the day of your visitation. Hallelujah.
Glow, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glow, hallelujah!
There must be a witness of the Spirit in you. There must be a witness of the Holy Spirit that I have come to you now in a supernatural way. Yesterday, a few years ago, were we not like this woman in the house of God, bound and unable to see and know?
But
today, there is a supernatural moving of the Spirit of God. It is Jesus coming to those bound in weakness and unbelief. And Jesus says, I'm going to pour out a supernatural measure of faith. I am going to pour out a supernatural strength to a bride who could do nothing for herself by herself. But a church, when I touch her, she will rise to glorify me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is a day of visitation? Is it not when the Lord visits us and gives us His strength? Not that we earned it or deserved it. Not because we did great things in His name and now He will reward us. But is it not that God sends His Spirit to us because we're at our neediest?
Lero sukuvuga yuko Imani tugendera kubera kumbure twarabakeneye gusumba abandi.
Is it not because God gets much glory when He visits a people who knows how needy they are?
Mbega sicagiha abantu bamenya ingene ubwabo bakenye bifuza izo nkomezi.
Since I have visited you, I have heard people say, thank you for coming to our group. Thank you for coming.
numvise abantu batubwira bati nukuri mwarakoze kuza.
It's an honor, it's a privilege to have you come to us.
Ati nibakwe twagiriwe kugira ngo muzi wacu.
But my brothers and sisters, listen to me.
Ariko bene data nabashiki banje munyumvirize.
The privilege is ours.
Lero ubibakwe n'igi wacu.
Because God has chosen this nation for a time of visitation.
Kuko Imana yarahisemo iki gihugu ngo igihe umunsi wo kugenderwa.
It is God who has chosen this time in this place.
Ni Imana yahisemo uyu mwanya kuri kino kibanza.
And there is an open heaven here.
Kandi ijuru hari ijuru ryugurutse ngaha.
And God is speaking in a supernatural and an extraordinary way.
Kandi Imana irikiravuga mu buryo budasanzwe mu buryo bw'ibitangaza ngaha.
And I listen very carefully when the word is preached.
Rero wumvirize neza nkankama igihe ijambo ry'Imana ririko riravugwa.
Because it's not ordinary preaching.
Kuko atari kuvuga ubutumwa bisanzwe.
It's not just a sermon.
Atari inyigisho z'ubutumwa bisanzwe.
It is an open heaven.
Ariko n'ijuru ryugurutse.
It is God giving you his mind.
N'Imana izana ubwenge bwayo.
It is God making a promise to you.
N'Imana izana amasezerano yayo kuri wewe.
He's saying, I will visit you in your utter weakness.
Aravuga ati ndakugendera no mu ntege nke zawe.
That this church may glorify me at this time.
Ati kugira ngo iri shengero rimpimbaze muri uno mwanya muri kino gihe.
I listen in this place.
Ndumviriza muri kino kibanza.
When I visit other places, they are not knowing a visitation of God.
And
the heavens are not opened like they are opened here. There is no sense of Jesus walking among the people. There is no sense of God putting his hands on minds and supernaturally filling them with his strength and power. But the Holy Spirit is here. Israel did not know the time of her visitation. The spirits of the hypocrite and the spirits of Satan had closed the minds too deeply. They did not know that it was the Lord's time to bring them into the greatest glory they'd never known. The Lord told Abraham that he would have seed, he would have many descendants.
Yes, yaravuze yuko azokwirongera abamwamuka ko benshi.
And he believed God.
Kandi yarize ima.
But Abraham had a wife.
Ariko yagize igihe kikomeye kigoye.
Sarai. Sarai. Sarah.
Sarah.
She had two names. Sarai and Sarah.
Okay, Sarai and Sarah. Sarai.
Abraham was the father of faith, but Sarah was the mother of faith.
Abraham yari sekuruza ukwizera ariko Sara nawe yari umuvyeyi wo kwizera.
And Abraham could believe God, but Sarah had a hard time.
Abraham yizera Imana ariko Sara yageze igihe kigoye cyo kwizera.
And you know the story.
Kandi iyo nkuru urayizi.
Sarah in her unbelief.
Sara yari yuzuye kutizera.
She looked at herself.
Yari yugaraniye muri we.
And she could not believe anything could come from her.
Kuko atizera yuko hari ikintu na kimwe cyova muri we.
And she took a bondwoman. And she gave her to her husband and said, look, let the promise of God come this way. But what was the product? What was the result of that? It was a life, part faith, part bondage. It was a man of faith, and it was a woman who had no faith.
Abraham yari umuntu wo kwizera, ariko ujya mu Kenyazi yaboneka atizera.
And beloved, so many times the church is like Sarah. And God sends a mighty promise to her. But she looks at herself. And she looks at her weakness. And she looks at the impossibility in herself. And she says, I cannot be what God wants me to be. God can't do what he wants to do through me. So she looks for another plan. And she says, here God, here's the plan, bless it. She's trying to cover her shame. That she can't bear life. She's trying to hide from the fact that she cannot bring forth the plan of God. But God knows that. God knows in herself there is no ability to bear life. Yet he still chose her. He said, Sarah, the plan goes right through your life. The plan goes right through your weakness. The plan goes right through your barrenness. Your unbelief does not stop my plan. Your weakness does not stop my plan. Hallelujah. For God said, I will have a seed, I will have a covenant people. And this mighty church shall arise from the barren and the weak. For I will visit them.
Ati wa musi nzobagendera.
I will visit them.
Nzobagendera.
Their life will come when I touch them.
Ati bugingo buzoza muri bo nina bakorako. Go, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sarah laughed when it was her time of visitation.
Sara yaratwenze wa mwanya wo kugendegwa.
Not a laugh of joy. But almost a laugh of unbelief. But God forgave her. God forgave her. He understood why she would have a hard time believing. He understood her fear that God, if this does not happen, I bring shame to me and my family. But you see, it was the time of visitation for Sarah. And the Bible says that God visited her. And she was given strength to conceive. When she laughed in unbelief, God sent a word to her. He said, is anything too hard for the Lord? God sends the same word to you. Is anything too hard for the Lord? In the time of my visiting you, is there anything too hard for me? You see, when the Spirit of God comes on a man or a woman, when the Spirit of God comes on his church, there is a supernatural power given to a weak bride.
Rero hari ububasha budasanzwe gushika kuri bajya bariko baramurondera barira.
And this power begins to push back the fear.
Kandi ubwo bubasha buca butangura gusunikira hanze bwa bwoba warufise.
And it begins to break the power of unbelief.
Bugaca butangura gukuraho ya mwemu yo kutizera.
God says if you will just open your heart to me.
Imana iravuga ati igihe gusaba unyugururira umutima wawe.
And consider this question.
Hanyuma ukumvirize icyo kibazo.
In my day of visiting you.
Muri wa munsi wa kukugendera.
Ask yourselves.
By wibaze we ubwawe.
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Uce wibaza uti mbega hari kintu na kimwe kitoshobokera Imana.
Lord, if I give you my unbelief.
Ati mwami ndaguhaye ukutizera kwanje.
If I give you my fear.
Ati mbega ndaguhaye ubwoba bwanje.
If I give you, oh God, the rights to my life. If I give you my unwillingness. If I give you my shame. In the day of your visiting. Will you give me strength to conceive life? Will you plant your life so deep within me? That I will stand. Where I have never stood before. And in the presence of my enemies. The enemies of fear and unbelief. The enemies of pride. And what others will say. And the unbelief in those around me. Lord, will you visit me? And give me strength to glorify you. And God says, I will.
Yes, now Imani kachivuga tego ndabikora.
And God says, I will.
Ye Imani kavuga tego ndabikora.
Jesus said to this woman in Luke 13.
Yes, abgiriwa mukenyezi muri Luka 13.
He said, woman, thou art loosed.
Ati wa mukenyezi we raburabohotse.
Woman, thou art free from all the weakness on your mind and your spirit.
Ati ndakubohoye kumwemu zose zakuboshe.
This is my day of visitation to you.
Ati yuno munsi wanje wo kukugendera.
He said to Sarah, receive life. And through her, a mighty people of God was birthed. And through the church here in
Burundi,
this is God's heart for you. That the church would stand as a mighty army. Who do what they do for the glory of God. And through this church is birthed a people called out for themselves. But we must honor that the Lord has said this is his time of visitation. There will be an Old Testament Israel among us. There will be an Old Testament Israel that didn't realize that it was their time of visitation. That will be among us. But there was also a group of fearful and weak ones that gathered on the day of Pentecost. There is a church within a church. And while Israel turned away in unbelief, a church so wise in the politics, the money, and the things of the earth. There will be a church of called out ones. That God will visit in a supernatural way. And just like on the day of Pentecost, 120 weak and fearful ones gathered. Afraid and terrified because of the way they killed their enemies.
Ariko bahabari hamwe mugaba buzuye ubwoba bw'abansi babo bari babakikuje.
God visited them.
Ariko Imana irabagendera.
And he came in supernatural power on that little band.
Aza mu bushobozi budasanzwe bushobora guhindura kubohwa.
And their fear and the unbelief was broken.
Hanyuma bwa bwoba bari bafise na kwa kutizera gukugwaho.
And a power and a boldness filled their being.
Hanyuma ubushitsi bw'amanga bubari bwo bubaranga muri ico gihe.
And they stood
hanyuma barahagarara
fearless
batabwo babagifise
and radiant
baka kubwiza bw'Imana.
One minute fearful and unbelieving,
ariko hariho umwe yarafise ubwoba.
But when God visited them,
ariko igihe Imana yabagendera,
when they gathered in obedience,
igihe baca hamwe mu kumvira Imana,
when they gathered in obedience,
igihe tukaba hamwe twumvira Imana,
God brought a new day,
Imana izana ubundi munsi mushasha,
a new power over the enemy,
ububasha ku bansi babo,
a new power over Satan,
ububasha kuri Shetani.
Burundi,
wewe Burundi,
this is your hour,
uyu ni umwanya n'isaha yawe,
this is your hour,
uyu ni isaha yawe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now let us honor what the words the Lord is saying to us today.
Leka rero twumvire duhiteka ikimane tubwiye uyu munsi.
Let this word find us.
Leka iryo jambo ridushike ko ridushikire.
Let this word find us.
Reka iryo jambo rigusanga aho uri rigushikire.
Unless the Lord touch us, it doesn't happen.
Kiretse Imana igukoze ko ntago ishobora kuba.
Unless the Lord visit us, the power is not there.
Imana itadukoze ko nta bubasha bwobaho.
But God says, ask of me.
Ariko Imana iravuga.
Ask now.
Ati saba rero.
Today.
I
will visit.
Ati ndakugendera.
I will break the powers that bound your heart and mind now.
Ati ndakuraho ubujya bubasha bwabosha umutima wawe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Mwami wacu Yesu.
We hear your word to us.
Twumvise ijambo ryawe.
Go deep, Spirit of God.
Ligenda mu mutima ibwina cyane.
Go deep, Spirit of God.
Ewe mpemu yera ni winjire mu mutima ibwina.
Open the prison doors of darkness.
Ukuraho imyango yose y'umwijima.
Break the power of fear.
Niwice ububasha bwose bw'ubwoba.
In Jesus' name, break the power of fear over your church.
Mwizina ryawe nukureho ubwoba bwose ku ishengero ryawe.
In Jesus' name, break the unbelief.
Mwizina rya Yesu Kristo nusangangure ukutizera.
Oh Jesus, visit us.
Mwi Yesu nutugendere.
Spirit of God, we call for you.
Mwemu yera turaguhamagaye.
Oh God, visit us now.
Mana nutugendere rero.
Lord, you will make us willing in the day of your power.
Mana nuduhe gukunda kuri uyu munsi w'ububasha bwawe.
You will make us willing in the day of your power.
Uzoduha kwemera mu mwanya w'ububasha bwawe.
Oh Lord. Thank you for not despising us.
And
thank you for not discounting us. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved Church of Burundi. God hears you.
Imana iravumva.
If you cannot lift yourself up, If you know that you are weak in the face of that, of all that God is asking of you, Jesus has his hand on you. And it is he that will bring it to pass when he is speaking to you. Now we are going to ask God to touch us so that we may be filled with His Spirit, that we may know the power is of God and not of ourselves, that what God is going to do in Burundi will not have the hand of man on it. But that it is a church that knows only God can break the strongholds in us first.
We cannot
preach to others what we do not have ourselves.
So we
will believe God now
that
it is our time for a supernatural touch
on
our faith. Hallelujah.
This is the conclusion of the message.